Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchiste with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on decentralization of medical facilities. Naglim Governor Laganesan urges youth to contribute to progress of state and country. Chief Minister Nipurio conferred honorary Doctor of Letters for contributions to public service. And budget session of 14th Naglim Legislative Assembly to commence on March 3. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed on decentralization of better medical facilities and more research in the healthcare institutions in the country. She was addressing the centenary celebrations function of Patna Medical College and Hospital in Patna. Giving an example of roping in AI and robotics, she said use of technology will enhance capacity and precision in treatment of patients.
आज का युग टेक्नोलॉजी का युग है. मेडिकल के क्षेत्र में भी टेक्नोलॉजी अहम भूमिका निभा रहा है. आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस और रोबोटिक्स जैसे तकनीकी चिकित्सा प्रक्रिया को अधिक सरल और सटीक बना रहे हैं. टेक्नोलॉजी के माध्यम से दुनिया के किसी भी कोने से एजुकेशन, रिसर्च और ट्रीटमेंट में उस क्षेत्रों के विशेषज्ञों से सहायता भी ली जा सकती है.
The president said if medical facilities will be available in smaller cities, it will ease the pressure on big institutions. Naglim Governor Laganesan has highlighted the importance of all citizens working for the progress of both the state and the country. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of Northeast Christian University, NECU, today, he encouraged students to seize learning opportunities wherever they arise, but stressed the importance of returning to their land to use their acquired knowledge to support the state's growth.
What I want to say is learn and even yearn, but return to our mother country. Your energy and the training that should be utilized for our own country. Now we are in the fifth position in the committee of the nation. And within 25 years, Bharat, our India, should become at least the third position. This is our target. What I want to say is those who have gone out, come on, later, after earning some time, return to the country. And those who have gone out of Nagaland, return to Nagaland. Nagaland has to be developed a lot. This is in your hands.
Noting the challenges of limited quality higher education institutions within the state, which often leads to youth seeking education outside the Northeast at significant expense, Laganesan lauded the university's efforts in filling this critical gap. He assured continued support to NECU for its innovative programs, which would help enhance the quality of life in the community. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Nipurio called upon the students to strive for excellence in all their pursuits with commitment to build a new Nagaland. Mr. Rio also urged the graduates to become passionate ambassadors of Nagaland on the global stage, embracing the state's legacy of courage, innovation and unity to contribute to nation building. Earlier, the governor and the chief minister also gave away awards to the recipients. Naglim Chief Minister Nipurio was today conferred the Doctor of Letters Honoris Causa in recognition of his contributions to public service and leadership during the first convocation ceremony of Northeast Christian University in Dimapur. In his acceptance speech, the chief minister expressed his gratitude to the university for the honor and said the recognition is not only a personal milestone, but a testament to the collective commitment to advancing international relations and community development.
I stand before you today deeply humbled and profoundly grateful to receive the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters Honoris Causa from the Northeastern Christian University. This recognition is not only a personal milestone, but a statement to our shared commitment to fostering international relations and launching visionary initiatives that uplifts our community.
Lauding the Chief Minister, Governor Laganesan said his stewardship has propelled Naglim towards progress. Laganesan emphasized that the honorary degree not only acknowledges Mr. Rio's efforts but also reflects the state's confidence in his dedication to the welfare of the people. The budget session of the 14th Naglim Legislative Assembly is set to commence on the 3rd of March. Governor Laganesan will address the House on the first day. Chief Minister Nipurio will present the budget for the year 2025-26 on March 6. According to the provisional session calendar, the week-long sitting will take up various businesses, including debate and adoption of the motion of thanks on the governor's address, laying of annual administrative reports, presentation of assembly committee reports, consideration and passing of government bills, and presentation of supplementary demand for grants for the year 2024-25. With arrests on March 5, the session will conclude on March 8 with the presentation of the Comptroller and Auditor General reports, introduction, consideration and passing of the Nagaland Appropriation Bill 2024 related to supplementary for 2024-25, Budget 2025-26 and regularization of excess expenditure for the year 2017. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Assam is now the centre of unlimited possibilities and gateway to the Southeast Asia and India. He was addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati today. Mr. Modi said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of eastern India and urged industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location. He said that the law and order situation of Assam has improved during the last few years as the centre and state government have signed several peace accords.
बीते दशक में अनेक पीस अकॉर्ड्स किए गए हैं बॉर्डर से जुड़े लॉन्ग पेंडिंग इश्यूज का समाधान किया गया है आज असम का हर रीजन हर नागरिक हर युवा यहां के विकास के लिए दिन रात मेहनत कर रहा है
He said the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit is the new beginning for Assam and the northeastern region. Mr. Modi informed that the government is working on improving connectivity, infrastructure and boosting local supply chains in this region. The two-day celebration of the Angami tribe's Sekrini Kam Mini Hornbill Festival began today at Kisama Naga Heritage Village. During his address, advisor for prisons, printing and stationery and host of the festival, Kropol Vitsu, said the age-old festival is a time of purification or cleansing of both body and soul. He said Sekrini holds traditional and cultural value, emphasizing on the need to pass it on to posterity. He called upon preserving and reviving through cultural identities. The first day of the festival witnessed Angami ethnic, cultural and indigenous activities like war cry, Tatife, fox song, prida, traditional fire making and wooden top spinning. Tomorrow, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio will attend the celebration as chief host. Speaker Nagaland Legislative Assembly and Chairperson of the Rules Committee Sharingane Longkuma has convened a meeting of the Rules Committee tomorrow at noon in the C. Chongson Committee Room Assembly Secretariat. The meeting will discuss formation of two new assembly committees, among other agendas. The Department of Information and Public Relations, in collaboration with the Information and Broadcasting Ministry and National Film Development Corporation, is hosting the Nagaland Scene Fest 2025 from 28 February to 1st March at the Heritage Old DC Bungalow, Kohima. The festival will feature movies, masterclasses, screenings and more, showcasing local and national talent. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Drupadi Murmu stresses on decentralization of medical facilities. Nagaland Governor Laganesan urges youth to contribute to progress of state and country. Chief Minister Nipurio conferred honorary Doctor of Letters for contributions to public service. And budget session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence on March 3. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.